This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Mike Sullivan.
Your
Pittsburgh Penguins parted ways.
We were told that this was going to happen yesterday.
Wait, we parted ways that you're fired? That's what that means, right? As in the Vince McMahon.
All right, so now that it's out there, and I didn't want to run with it. I've been burned in the past for breaking news that doesn't happen. But now that it's out there, here's what we heard. Dorn and I were on a text with somebody who would know these kind of things.
Last week.
Last week, really, we heard whispers of this. From what I've been told and what you've been told is that Mike Sullivan basically went in there with a list of demands and said, if I'm going to stick around through this, then this is how it's going to be, and they were non-negotiable. So either I get exactly what I want, or I'm out. And I don't mind that from Mike. You've won multiple championships. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see yourself through a rebuild. And we got a little nugget, really, frankly, from the general manager when Kyle Dubas was talking at the end of the season, and the way he answered the question about Mike Sullivan was an odd one to me.
Yeah.
So this is not a surprise to us. And again, what we've been told is that Mike Sullivan had a list of non-negotiables, and the Penguins are either going to meet it or he was going to leave. And here is my educated guess. Mike Sullivan will be the next head coach of the New York Rangers.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it. If the Rangers job were not open, then I don't think this would have happened this way.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to put on tinfoil hats, I'm not so sure the Rangers would have fired their coach if they didn't already have an idea that maybe Mike Sullivan could be had.
Yeah, through their agents, they've been talking, and Mike Sullivan's probably like, and I guess Mike Sullivan has wanted to coach the Rangers, and you know, just has an infinite something with the Rangers, right? And Mike Sullivan's like, okay, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say what I want. If they don't give me what I want, then we're going to make this happen with the Rangers. And like you just said, went in there. Fenway Sports Group was like, no. He's like, peace. I'm out.
That's it. I think this was a Kyle Dubas decision.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're seeing eye to eye. I said it a couple of weeks ago. I think the Penguins, if they want to, they could be a playoff team next year. I don't think it's a big leap to become a playoff team with already top two line centers and some of the young guys who contributed down the stretch. And you've got Raquel and you've got Brian Rust. I don't think it's a big leap to think, oh, they could be a playoff team next year. But then when Kyle Dubas talked, he didn't sound like a guy who has any interest in them being a playoff team next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that may well be the right thing. Build this thing back to championship contention. Don't just put a Band-Aid over a bullet hole so that you could be a playoff team next year just to, you know, adhere to the whims of Sidney Crosby. And I think Mike Sullivan had thought all along, oh, the same thing I did. We could be a playoff team next year. He doesn't want to sit here for 2 years, not be competitive.
Right, exactly. But this, I mean, I know this is big because this is a guy who won cups and, you know, just he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. And now it gets really interesting for me because who's going to be the next guy? I mean, does Dubas have a guy out there that they have a connection with? And how's this going to affect Sidney Crosby? Because we know that Sidney Crosby loves Mike Sullivan. How is this going to affect Sidney Crosby? How's this going to affect Chris Letang? How's this going to affect Evgeny Malkin? Two, three guys that have been around for so long and really trust, love, and just respect Mike Sullivan. Those two things are going to get very interesting for the Pittsburgh Penguins organization moving forward as we figure this out.
Yeah, I don't know who the next guy is going to be. It could be, well, is Sheldon Keefe going to keep the job in New Jersey? He was the guy in Tampa before. Their season kind of got derailed due to injuries. They still made the playoffs. But, I mean, anybody who's linked to him, I think you could circle and think he could be a possibility. I think the biggest thing is, though, what you said. How does Crosby feel about this? And I think Penguins fans, you better strap up for a rebuild here. Because if Mike Sullivan went in there And we were told he was talking with the brass yesterday. If he went in there and heard that they were going to be a playoff team, or all, it was all systems go, become a playoff team this year, he'd be sticking around.
Yeah.
So strap in, buckle up. It could be a little while before the Penguins are good. They've got their eye on the future, not necessarily on getting back to contention ASAP. Your reaction at 412-928-9370. If the Penguins had just flat out fired him, I don't think you'd get any complaints there either, Doran.
No.
And Mark Caboli awkwardly here for this conversation. You can feel free to chime in. We'll get to the Steelers draft coming up here in a little bit, but obviously going to react to the big breaking news here. If they had fired him, I don't think I'd have batted an eye.
Mm-mm.
This team was better than the amount of points it put up. The two teams prior to this one needed to make the playoffs, and they didn't. And the rosters weren't great, fair enough. They also sucked in overtime in the 3-on-3. They sucked in the shootouts, and they sucked on special teams. This year, they were much better in the power play. But the 2 years prior, special teams and 3-on-3 overtime and shootouts kept them out. And we were told they never practiced 3-on-3. They never practiced shootouts. Dan Bylsma spent a ton of time doing the shootout stuff, and they were one of the best teams in hockey year in and year out at the shootout stuff. They got the talent to be way better at that than they were. And when you got valuable points on the table and you spend zero of your practice time doing it, that's unforgivable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what we heard was he walked in there demanding things, and they have obviously said, no, we're not kowtowing to you, Mike Sullivan. But if they had decided to fire him and this wasn't a mutual parting of the ways, and I really do believe it's mutual,
yeah,
I wouldn't have batted an eye.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. You can weigh in on the Penguins going in a different direction with head coach. They have mutually parted ways with Mike Sullivan. Why are you giggling?
Nobody ever mutual parts ways.
I actually think this is exactly what... Well, it's like, more of a Sullivan decision.
Yeah. To me, it seems like it's calculated. He's a guy who is... has a stacked resume. He doesn't want to rebuild. Let's go in there and put these demands on paper, and we know darn well they're not going to agree to them, so that I can go somewhere and be a Stanley Cup contending coach like I've been for most of my career. Wouldn't that be a great way to get out? Demand things that you know you're not going to get? Okay, we can't work with you. Okay, I'll just go to this good team now.
Right, so you're thinking it's just Sullivan that wanted out?
Probably.
I mean, not being fired.
I'm sure he just doesn't want the rebuild, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Go through that process.
Or he got ahead of thinking that, I'm probably on the chopping block. Let me get ahead of this and give my final demands and see if they would bite. And they don't, then I'm going to leave.
Right. And I'd rather be the Rangers head coach than the Penguins head coach right now.
Yes.
If you look at the two situations, you have the best goaltender arguably on the planet, New York. They were a President's Trophy winning team just last year. And up until the last week and a half of the season, they were in the playoff race this year. The Penguins really didn't sniff the playoffs this year. They haven't made it now for 3 years. And you've got a general manager who says next year's not the priority. I would want to go win. I'm not getting any younger.
Uh-uh.
And I consider myself a two-time, because it's fact, Stanley Cup winning head coach. I'm not the rebuild head coach.
No.
So if you want to take it in that direction, I ain't that guy. So I could see it from Mike Sullivan. That being said, he did not do a good enough job these last few years either. Just to reiterate, Dorn and I received word yesterday from a source that this was going to happen, and here's the details that I have not seen reported. Mike Sullivan demanded certain things. He had non-negotiables. And the Penguins did not meet those demands. And so there you have it.